this podcast is for you, the modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong, your host. I'm an intimate health medical doctor and best-selling author of the book, Erectile Dysfunction Fix. I'll do a deep dive into sexual health and performance and how it affects men of all ages and backgrounds. So let's get started and be sure to visit my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com for more information and resources from the show. See you on the inside. Hello there, modern man. I'm Dr. Anne Truong. I've treated over 7,000 men with ED. And in today's episode, we're going to talk about what is the one thing that you can do to have long-lasting erection. It'll be similar to what you think it is. So stay tuned and find out how you can do this today. And we'll talk about that as well. So what is the secret to having long-lasting erection? It is really to improve your heart health and blood flow. This is the single most important factor because erection fundamentally depends on healthy circulation or blood flow and the ability for your blood vessel to effectively deliver the blood from your heart to your penis. So what's the foundation for the blood flow and nitric oxide? So what is the foundation for blood flow and nitric oxide? Well, healthy blood flow is the cornerstone of lasting erection. During an erection, your body produces nitric oxide, which then relaxes the smooth muscle in the penis artery, which is like a pipe. It opens up wider, and that allows blood to flow into the chambers of the penis, creating rigidity. And any condition that impairs the circulation, such as heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, or even high cholesterol directly compromises your ability to achieve and maintain erection. Now, the most effective single intervention you can do, you know what that is? It's regular aerobic exercise. It single-handedly stands out as the most powerful single intervention for lasting erection. Multiple research has shown that just 30 minutes of walking daily or every day can reduce ED by 41%. And while aerobic exercise for 3 to 5 times per week can improve erection function in as much as medication such as Viagra or Cialis. So what that means is that exercise is as effective or even better than Viagra or Cialis, and that if you do 30 minutes of exercise 3 to 5 times a week, you can actually reduce your ED risk by 41%. Now, how good is that? There's a big study called meta-analysis of 11 studies found that men who exercise regularly saw improvement in about 5 points in their erectile function, which is the IIEF score, and has greater benefit for those with more severe ED. So this is even better news. So if you have severe ED, then you will have greater benefit with exercise. So if you wanna know how severe your ED is, check out the ED assessment here in this link, and you will find out how severe is your ED. It can range from mild, moderate, to severe or no ED. So the improvement is comparable to Viagra or Cialis. So if you have severe ED and if you're able to exercise, you can actually have better improvement than even Viagra or Cialis. I know exercise is boring, it's not exciting, but all I'm asking you to do is about 30 minutes of exercise 3 to 5 times a week. Now, 30 minutes, you can spend 30 minutes just scrolling through your phone. You can spend 30 minutes just wasting your time sometime, right? Now, instead of scrolling through your phone or going on social media, maybe spend that 30 minutes walking outside, enjoying nature. And if you're not in a place where you can't walk outside, walk indoors in a mall, in a shopping center, at Walmart, or you can go in the parking lot, or when you do your errands, try to park far and then walk to the facility. So you do have time. Most of us say we don't have time, but we really do have 30 minutes. You can walk around the kitchen. You can walk up and down the stairs at your house too, Because exercise is the most important thing that addresses ED through multiple mechanisms, because it improves your heart health, it improves how your heart pump out, it improves how your blood vessels become more flexible, so you can have more blood flow to the penis. It also increases nitric oxide, which is a key molecule for erection quality. It reduces inflammation and oxidative stress that damages blood vessels, and it lowers blood pressure and improves endothelial function. The endothelium is that lining that lines the blood vessel. So if the endothelial function is healthy, then you have improved blood pressure management. And it also helps with weight management. So if you're exercising, you'll reduce your obesity-related erectile problem. It boosts testosterone level naturally. Men that actually exercise can actually improve their testosterone level by around 250-300 level, and also reduces stress and anxiety, which you know can interfere with sexual function. So there is a heart and erection connection. ED serves as an early warning sign of heart disease. When I say heart disease, it's a risk factor for heart attack. So typically, ED appears 3 to 5 years before heart problem manifests. This happens because the smaller artery supplying the penis are affected by a condition called atherosclerosis before the larger heart arteries are affected. So the arteries for the penis is about 1 to 2 millimeter. The arteries for the heart is about 4 millimeter. So if you're going to have a condition where blood flow is compromised, then it will affect the smaller arteries first before the larger arteries in the heart. So ED is a warning sign that your heart functioning may be affected. So you need to pay attention to that. Because the last thing you want to do is to pop in a Viagra or Cialis, because you're really not treating the root cause of the problem. You're just band-aiding the problem, and then the root cause of the problem will stay for years, and then you'll find out that after a few years, Viagra doesn't work anymore. So if you start to have ED, guys, especially the one that you start to first find out you have ED, you've been having ED a couple of years, then exercise is really the one main thing you need to do. Now, I'm not talking about going out there doing CrossFit or doing triathlon. All I'm asking you to do is to walk, even to start out with just walking. And then you can progressively work up to weight. And I know that sometimes we say we don't have time, we don't have access. It's really an excuse, because you have to put your health first and foremost. And know that when you have ED, ED precedes heart attack. 67% of men with ED 5 years later will end up having a heart attack. So exercise is the most crucial single intervention that you can do to have lasting erection. Now, that's number one. So if you just do one thing you can focus on, get out there and start exercising, and just start with just plain old walking, and just add in walking to your regular routine, to what your work schedule, far away, walk up and down the stairs instead of taking the elevator, things that you can do to increase your heart rate up. Now imagine if you do that, and then you add in the Mediterranean diet, which is a diet rich in fruits, vegetables, and healthy fat. Check out the link for the Mediterranean diet here. Guys, I am giving you everything you need to do to restore your erection again. The number one thing is exercise. Number two, add that in with the Mediterranean diet. And if you're smoking, quit smoking, guys. Because if you're smoking, you might as well say goodbye to your erection. And moderate your alcohol. You're drinking liquor, moderate that to about 14 drinks a week, which is about 2 a day. And also, you want to manage your stress. Because if you lower your stress level, then it will not interfere with your erection as well. So the number one thing, again, is really exercise. So if you do one thing, just do that before you even think about the diet or anything, because I will assure you, you will see improvement. And this intervention as exercise address the root cause, poor blood flow, while providing benefits that is pivotal to your erection, and also you don't have to take medication. So it's a win-win-win situation. So guys, stop giving excuses. Just get out there. Just start moving. Or you can even join a gym. Now memberships are about $20 a month. Hop on a treadmill, do something to get that heart rate going. You do have time. You do have time in your life. All you need is about 30 minutes a day. So get out there, get moving, and just know you have ED. You do not have to suffer alone. They're all optioned. And that's why I created this channel to provide you with the option for you. And that if you need help, you need assistance, you need a space where you can really connect with other men with ED, that you can interact with me, check out our Modern Man Club. It's a safe and discreet space where I coach you to get out of ED to sexual functioning again. And you're in with other men that are going through the same thing as you are. Check out noedman.com, and that I hope to see you in the next episode. Take care. Okay, modern men, you are not alone and you don't have to suffer anymore. ED can feel isolating, frustrating, and even defeating. The endless guessing, the quiet shame, the weight of not feeling like yourself. It's exhausting, but here's the truth. You are not broken, you are not alone, and you don't have to figure this out alone anymore. The Get Wood Now Boost Program is your step-by-step path to sexual confidence and restoration. No more suffering in silence, no more try and error, just real solution, real result, and the confidence you deserve. It's time to take back your power on your term. Let's get this journey started together. Check out the course at getwoodnow.com. I'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Sexual Health for Men podcast. If you love this episode, then please take a screenshot on your phone and post it on Facebook, Instagram, or wherever you post. And be sure to tag me and let me know why you like this episode and what you like to hear in the future. That will help me know what's great for you, and I would love to give you the most incredible free gift designed to help you improve performance quickly. Go to my website at sexualhealthformenpodcast.com to get the book, The 5 Common Costly Mistakes Men Make When Facing ED. I would appreciate it if you subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and just know that you can have sexual vitality for life. I appreciate you. Until next time.